Imagine a prehistoric man traversing a cave that is a half mile underground. He would require a torch to light his way through the deep, dark cave. This means he would first have to find the material for making a torch before he could set foot in the cave. He crawls through the cave for about half a mile when suddenly it opens up into a large room. The room is about 22 feet tall, it's about 40 feet wide and 40 feet long. He gets an idea to paint and carefully crawls out of the cave and gathers materials to make paint and a paintbrush. In order to paint on the ceiling, he would need to build scaffolding, which means he would have to cut and drag logs a half mile underground and lash them together. He would also have to make rope for the lashing. Finally, after this arduous process, he could begin painting the ceiling of the cave. Imagine painting under torchlight. The room must have been filled with smoke. They must have coughed and choked, and yet they finished their painting. They admired it. He painted it with the images of the bison. Was he telling somebody about where to follow the bison herds? The answer to this prehistoric question is still unknown. They have to dismantle their scaffolding, tow all the logs, rope, and paint out of the cave. Once they leave, it's left undiscovered for thousands of years. There is no written history of why early man made this painting, or why he put so much effort into this painting.